Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Choking occurs when a foreign object lodges in the throat or windpipe, blocking the flow of air. Because choking cuts off oxygen to the brain, it's important to administer first aid as quickly as possible. It could be the difference between life and death. But do you know how to know if someone is choking? The most common sign is hands clutched to the throat. If the person does not give that sign, look for specific indications like an inability to talk or difficulty breathing or noisy breathing. Are they making squeaky sounds when they're trying to breathe? Are they coughing, either weakly or forcefully? Check the skin. If it's flushed and then turns pale or bluish, they may be choking. If the person is able to cough forcefully, the person should keep coughing. If the person is coughing and cannot talk, cry, or laugh forcefully, call 911 immediately. An emergency specialist can determine if first aid is necessary and what steps are needed to help the choking victim. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit UAMSHealth.com.